Hope everyone's keeping safe and well during this period. Obviously, it's a very uncertain and worrying time for us all, but we need to make the most and the best of this opportunity and try and remain positive and active and very much focus on what will be at the end of this situation, where we will be and where you want to be as well. That's the most important thing. It's a really a great time to reflect and think about where you want to be at the end of this situation in your career. So we have the Career Development Plan, which is a great tool with the opportunity for you to write down on paper. There's lots of blank space, a structure for you to follow in terms of your career development and where you want to be in 5 years' time. So the document itself talks you through the different stages. So it talks you through what you need to think about, the six stages you need to prepare and think about before actually putting pen to paper with a career development plan. And then it gives you the opportunity to jot all this down so you can have a look and see where you want to be and use that as a guide for your career path in the next 5 years. So the first place to start is your goal role. So think about, what is your goal role? Have you thought about this before? Is it something you feel really passionate about? Is it something that's realistic and achievable? But think about what that looks like for you. Where do you want to be in 5 years' time? Where do you see yourself? Specifically to the point of what kind of career, is it the career, the company you're at now? Is it the role, is it within the same remit of what you're working in now? And think about the job title specifically. Where do you want to be in 5 years' time? What is that goal, that dream role for you? So that's the first step. Then you need to look at your stepping stones roles. So between this point and 5 years' time, what do you need to do? Where do you need to work in between this period in terms of the experience you can gain along the way, how you will move up that ladder? So think about the different roles you need to consider gaining that experience within before you can actually achieve this realistic dream goal role. The next place to start is the current role that you're in. So think about your current role, list out what you're doing in that role, your daily responsibilities, your tasks, the experience you're gaining, the achievements you've made, the success. Really think about the ins and outs of your daily role, which is something we don't often do. It's something that if someone asks you what you do on a day-to-day basis in terms of writing it down for maybe a job description or job specification, for instance, it's actually quite difficult to put pen to paper and work out what you do on a daily basis. I think we're all in autopilot when it comes to our daily role, but really focus on what your current role is so then you can work out what your strengths and your weaknesses are. So the next step would be to consider the actions that need to be taken. So based on your current role, your stepping stones roles and your goal role, think about what skills you need to develop before you're able to achieve any of these other areas. So think about maybe any weaker areas, development areas, and focus on those and the action you need to take to be able to up level yourself and strengthen yourself in these areas. The next thing to consider is, I'm right for this road because. So think about your strengths, your selling points, your USPs. What are your advantages? What can you bring to this career? What could you bring to your potential company for your stepping stones roles or your dream role? So really think about what makes you stand out from others in this same career path. And then finally, think about any other training or additional skills you need to gain before you're able to achieve that. So that could be potentially an online course, a physical course. It could be doing something academic. So for instance, in my role, I've taken on CIM marketing qualification over the last couple of years. It could be something specifically within accountancy if you work within finance, or it could be something like a CIPD if you work in HR. So really think about what other skills, qualifications or training you might need to achieve your goal role. Once you've thought about this and got the kind of a general idea of what you're going to want to achieve and what you need to do, put pen to paper, write it all down, and then you'll have a clear path on where you want to be and how you're going to get there. That's the most important thing. It's the case of writing down where you want to be, but you also need to commit to how you're going to get there to make sure it happens. If you do have any questions about this, if you want to discuss your career development plan in any of those areas, then we're more than happy to have a conversation with you to talk this through. But now's a prime time to make the most of the time that you have to focus on you and your career and where you want to be. Thanks.